place, child. This is terrible. Violence, mayhem, drug busts.
Have you seen the sports page?
This is it. I'm tired tonight.
Not too tired, I hope.
Daddy, do we have anybody interesting in our family?
What brought that up?
Homework.
Well, your mother used to be interested.
Don't make no big plans for bedtime, yeah? What's your homework?
I have to write a composition for English class. My most interesting ancestor.
My grandmother told me about a great uncle who became a mountain man. Trouble is, I don't remember his name.
That's no help.
Offhand, I can't think of anyone too exciting. What about you, old woman?
You're asking for it. There's Jackson Hurley.
Who is Jackson Hurley?
My father's uncle. Worked at the post office for 42 years.
That's it?
Yeah. See, when I was a little girl, I used to go down to the post office, and he'd stamp my forehead, special delivery.
And he stamped it too hard.
You're gonna need that electric blanket tonight.
Come on, there are kids in my class who related to politicians, inventors, and musicians.
So, you've got a whole lot of decent, hardworking folks in your family. It's not who you're related to that counts, it's who you are.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I'll go make up somebody.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. Now, my Aunt Lucy was a brakeman for the Pennsylvania Railroad. She could stop a train on a dime and give you 9 cents change.
A brakeman?
Well, it beats a forehead stamper.
A lady brakeman?
Yeah.
It's different. A world-famous lady brakeman.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Who said anything about world-famous?
Literary license, Mom.
A lady brakeman.
Don't feel bad, baby. You got all those decent, hard-working folks in your family, and I got a world-famous lady brakeman.
Whoopee! A choo-choo stopper.
That's cold, baby.
And that's what you're going to be tonight without me for your blanket.
Oh, Mary, don't be silly. So what if you're descended from...
Yahoo.
Thank you, Pearl.
You're welcome.
It's not important anyway.
I know it. It's not important to me. It's important to Lester.
Well, I'm related to some famous people, but I don't shoot my mouth off about it.
Like who?
Adam and Eve.
We're all related to Adam and Eve, Pearl.
But I knew them personally.
Anyway, I don't care if I'm not related to nobody famous. Do you, Rose?
Well, I am.
Who?
Well, I've been told I'm 14th cousin to Billy D. Williams.
Well, that's too bad. That means you can never marry him.
Don't tell him he'll be crushed.
No, he won't.
Ooh, here comes Sandra. Ooh, the way she walks.
One of them hips break loose, somebody gonna get killed.
Oh, afternoon, lady. If it isn't the Stoop sisters who we ripping apart today.
Nobody worth mentioning.
Sandra, do you have anybody exciting in your family tree?
Oh, yeah. You're looking at them. Why do you ask?
Well, Mary was talking about her roots.
Oh? Well, you know, Mary, it is time for a touch-up.
Mary was tracing her family tree.
I was not. I think it's silly to brag about things like that.
Nothing, huh?
Oh, no! Not nothing. Mary's related by marriage to a tycoon in the railroad industry. Private caboose and everything.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's nice, I suppose. Me, I'm descended from royalty.
Really?
No kidding.
I don't usually mention it, seeing as how modesty chic this year. But I am a royal blue-blooded descendant of a 16th century Moroccan emir.
What the heck is that?
An emir is a prince, darling. A royal prince. Stick that in your caboose.
You got the caboose, baby.
come from?
The basement. Whew, thank you. We've been storing it for Aunt Winnie ever since she left Uncle Joe.
Well, what's in it?
I hope it ain't Uncle Joe. Aunt Winnie said there's a lot of old family papers in here. I called all the rest of the Hurley family and nothing. I was beginning to think the Hurley family tree had root rot. Ooh, would you look at all this stuff?
Mary, why are you doing this?
For Brenda. I mean, she's struggling in English. The least I can do is support her.
Mm-hmm. And this has nothing to do with Sandra.
Of course not. Why do people save all this junk?
I don't know. But I think you better take a look at this.
What's that? Corporal Mordecai Hurley, 54th Infantry. 1863.
Mary, you got an ancestor who fought in the Civil War.
It better have been for the North. Oh, look at this. 54th Massachusetts Color Infantry. The most decorated black regiment in the Civil War.
Girl, we get paid dirt!
Ooh, Sandra, eat your heart out.
Wait a minute. I thought this was for Brenda.
That too.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Aunt Rose.
Brenda, guess what?
You're descended from a Civil War hero.
I wanted to tell her.
I'm sorry, Mary. I'm sorry.
Wow, that's great. How'd you find out?
Well, Aunt Winnie's trunk. We were rummaging around. We found all this.
Do you mind? We were rummaging around and we found this old photo of Corporal Mordecai Hurley. We've got an honest-to-goodness Civil War hero in the family. What do you think about that?
It's neat.
It's neat. Honey, this is the stuff great essays are made of.
But Mom already finished my Brakeman essay. I don't want to start all over.
But Brenda, I went through a lot of trouble for this. We're related to a legitimate figure in American history. Do you know what that means?
Yeah. It means I got to start all over.
I don't understand the attitude of kids these days. Honey, this is an important project you're doing.
Mom, I'd love to change it, but I got a lot of other homework to do.
Brenda, you don't understand. You'll be the hit of the class.
Well, if I outlined it, would you type it?
You asking me to do your homework for you?
I know, that wouldn't be right. I guess I'll just stick with Aunt Lucy to break me.
I'll get the typewriter.
Well...
Now, honey, I am not trying to tell you what to write. But Mordecai Hurley is it. It's different, it's exciting, and I got a great title for you. Hurley's Hero.
Sounds good. But let me think about it, okay, Mom?
Thought you weren't going to do her homework for.
I'm not doing it. I'm guiding it. How should I break the news to Sandra?
Well, why don't you hire a skywriter?
Yeah!
Mary, that's not a very Christian attitude.
Yeah, you're right. I can't wait to stick it to her.
She'll be here. She's got to go to work.
She gonna miss her 8:15 bus.
She won't miss it. That bus driver always waits for her.
Morning, ladies. Sandra, speaking of ancestors, do you remember yesterday when you told me about that wonderful emir that you had in your family? What'd you say his name was?
Well, I don't know his name. They called him, Your Highness.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I have something that I think might interest you and your hiney. Yesterday, when I...
Mary's related to a Civil War hero, Corporal Mordecai Hurley from the most decorated black regiment in the war. Did it again.
That's really something, Mary.
Thank you.
You look a little tired, Mary. Did you stay up all night thinking that one up?
Oh, I didn't have to. I have it documented, postmarked, and photographed.
Sort of beats the pants off your Emil.
Oh, Sandra, your bus is at the corner.
He'll wait. Hey! That's that woman driver.
Just not your day, is it? Wonderful. Marvelous.
Well, here's the old Mordecai. Wiped out my brakeman, but he sure made my wife happy.
Honey, you should have seen Sandra's face. Even her makeup was cracking within.
report all over. Oh, I'm going to go tell Tiffany. I can't wait to get to my homework.
Was that our daughter? Is she ill?
I'll get it. Hi, Miss Clark. Mom, it's Miss Clark.
I wonder what she wants. Sandra?
Evening, Mary. I just came by to thank you.
Oh?
Mary, you made me stop and think this morning. I had no right to brag about something for which I had no proof. So I went to the library.
You went to the library?
Well, I grant you, Mary, that most of us are just too busy living life to waste time reading about it. On the other hand, you did cast aspersions about my Moroccan ancestor, so I looked him up. Actually, I didn't look him up. This handsome young librarian helped me. He seemed to enjoy squeezing through the stacks with me. And none of your business. But the truth is, Mary, about that Emir, I couldn't find a thing about him.
Well, it was big of you to admit it.
Yes, I know. However, as long as I was there, I said to my young man librarian, I said, Philippe, why don't we look up my good friend Mary's soldier boy hero?
Oh?
So we squeezed through some more stats. And guess what we found out about dear brave Mordecai Hurley?
I haven't the faintest idea.
I'll help you. I made some copies while I was there.
What's that?
A diary kept by Cyrus Johnson, a soldier who fought alongside Mordecai. Go ahead. Read it.
August 7th. What's that for?
For when you need to sit down.
The rebels hit us hard yesterday. I was caught in a trench with my buddies, Clement, Bartholomew, and Stephen.
Keep going, keep going.
We just couldn't get over what that skunk Mordecai Hurley did to us.
A little louder.
Who would have thought good old Mordecai would turn out to be such a coward?
Sing it!
Last night, when the fighting got its fiercest, he deserted our unit.
Bring it on home!
We would have shot him for doing it, but the sneak escaped disguised in a woman's dress.
How sweet it is. Now, Mary, I would say that my Emir beat the pants off your hero, but evidently he wasn't wearing any.
I don't believe this. Mordecai Hurley, a coward.
A coward in a dress. And knowing his descendants, probably a tacky one.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where would a man find a dress in the middle of a battlefield?
Just read on. In a woman's dress made out of our regiment's Union flag.
There's got to be an explanation.
Right. He was auditioning for a USO production of La Cage aux Folles.
Mom, guess what? Calvin's going to interview me for the school paper about Mordecai Hurley. Have you heard about Mordecai, Miss Clark?
In depth.
I'm doing a composition about him for English class. My most interesting ancestor. I haven't even turned it in yet, and I'm a celebrity.
Brenda, there's something you should...
hear directly from me. I think it's wonderful about Mordecai. You should be very proud, Brenda.
Thanks, Miss Clark. I've got to go finish my composition.
Mary, you didn't tell me this was for Brenda's school project. I don't want to hurt her.
Well, I'd rather she hear it from me than from somebody else.
Well, why? I won't tell if you won't tell. Oh, Mary, come on now. I am completely satisfied that you were embarrassed, mortified, and humiliated. Hey, my fun is over. It'll be our little secret.
If you don't mind, I can handle my own daughter's problems.
Hey, okay. But from now on, you'll know I know, and I'll know you know I know. You know? I can't wait to see your face whenever the flag goes by.
That mess you made in there is burning.
Ha ha. You better sit down and read this.
What's this?
It's not funny.
Yes, it is. Ran away in a dress made from the flag, some hero.
Oh, it's not that funny.
I was thinking, if they caught him, they'd have to hang him at half mast.
You don't seem to understand, Lester. We've got a problem.
I ain't got no problem. I got a nice, honest lady brakeman.
Oh, you make me sick. I'm talking about Brenda. Not only is she doing a composition on Mordecai, she's been bragging about him all over school.
Uh-oh. Have you told her?
Not yet.
Well, Brenda's strong. She can handle it. Fortunately, she has some Jenkins blood in her.
Brenda! Brenda! Come out here a minute!
Yeah, Ma?
Honey, I want to talk to you about something. And you know what? This will be a perfect night to go to the movies. I'll get our coats.
Oh, no. The last time we went to the movies on a school night, you ended up telling me Fluffy went to Cat Heaven.
Brenda, now what?
It's Calvin. He's going to interview me.
This is Calvin Dobbs, a roving reporter. Live at the Jenkins residence. Good evening, Mr. Jenkins. Or are you going to change your name back to Hurley now?
Calvin, what do you want?
Mom, I told you he's going to interview me for the paper.
Hey, not just you, Bren. I'm going to do a feature on the whole family. From breaks to bravery. Excuse me, Mr. Jenkins. Tell me, how does it feel to be somebody all of a sudden?
Goodbye, Calvin.
But I'm not done yet.
Yes, you are, Calvin.
Calvin, if you don't mind, we want to talk to Brenda about something.
But, Mrs. Jenkins, this is my first big story. I could be the next Brian Gump.
And when you hit the steps, don't stumble.
How's he gonna like us if you keep throwing him out?
This may come as a surprise to you, but there are some things in life more important than Calvin. This is about Mordecai Hurley. You better sit down, honey.
Uh-oh.
Now, let's see. How should I put this?
Mordecai deserted his buddies in the middle of a battle.
Worse, he was disguised in a dress made from our country's flag.
So what are you going to do now?
Change schools.
Hey, it's only a composition.
But I bragged about it to everybody. They'll all be laughing at me. Mom, can I just turn it in the way it is? Nobody will know the truth if I don't say anything.
Well, you'll know. Honey, it's morally wrong.
I could live with that.
The truth always has a way of coming out, baby.
See, Mom, I could have just turned in my report about Dad's Aunt Lucy. But you had to go digging around for something better.
Brenda.
I don't see why I can't be allowed to do my own homework.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
The stoop. I need some air.
Did you hear how she talked to me?
Yeah, and she was right.
What?
We're talking about pride.
Yeah, you're right. She's probably afraid her classmates will laugh at her.
I'm not talking about her pride. I'm talking about your pride. Well, think about it. First, you wanted to find a relative more important than mine. That was pride. Then you wanted to find one more important than Sandra's. That was pride. Now you're scared to death Calvin's going to find out the truth, so you throw him out the door. All pride. Not that I'm against throwing Calvin out the door.
Well, I was just trying to help her.
Come on. They don't judge a composition on who your relatives are. They judge it on how you write it.
I hate it when you're right. Hi. You mind some company? Okay. You want to talk?
No.
Let me put it like this. We're going to talk.
Why?
Because I want to apologize.
I'll cherish that when I'm in a convent in Bolivia.
Oh, Bryn.
I'm sorry, Mommy. I just can't go back to school. I feel like a fool.
Well, join the club. I should have kept my big mouth shut. Okay, I went overboard this time. At least I know why old Mordecai was never mentioned in the family. You know you got to go back to school, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
Well, we'll go through it together.
You going to school with me?
Oh, no.
I've been laughed at before. I'm just glad they don't use dunce caps anymore.
You know, this would all be pretty funny if he was somebody else's relative. It's still funny.
What?
Well, think about it. The family's big hero running off in a skirt.
Hey, wait a minute. Your assignment was to write about your most interesting ancestor.
Mordecai sure fits that.
Well, then that's it. Write about that. Write the truth.
The truth?
Sure. If you don't want folks laughing at your child, you got to make them laugh with you.
Yeah. Maybe Calvin still has time to put it in the paper.
Bryn, I don't know if I want the whole world to know it. Hey, where y'all been?
To the grocery store. When you go at night, you go together, honey.
Any more news on the big hero, Mordecai Hurley?
That's Mordecai.
Mary knows what I'm talking about.
What she's talking about is the 54th Massachusetts Regiment. Was a great outfit, but old Mordecai was a drag.
Really?
In more ways than one.
What?
I'll say it was. Let me tell you. I'll tell you.
Oh, honey, I can tell. Yeah, honey, when they last saw Mordecai, he was switching off to the heels in a dress.
No.
Yeah, red, white, and blue chime. Oh, yeah, with a yellow streak.
No.
Is that what you wanted to say, dear?